in Palace de Greece.
Very greasy. I'm not wearing pants.
That is very greasy.
As
Bill
you
is
hear,
definitely not wearing pants. It's weird.
To my right, I'm looking at Bill Ox. Bill, how are you?
I'm fucking great, man.
Yeah?
Ask me about fantasy. All smiles.
You have no pants on.
I have no pants. You know, you want to know why I have no pants on?
Yeah.
The goddamn Cleveland Browns won their first game in 2 years. That doesn't call for pants.
It's like 600.
And the only thing
days.
I wear now is denim. And I'm out of denim.
Fair enough. Your name's Denim
out
Chicken.
Of denim.
And then also to my right, next to Bill, Joey Ryder. Joey, how
Toothless
are you?
Toothless Joe.
Left of Bill.
Yes. Toothless Sorry. Joe.
Yeah.
To my right.
Yeah,
you
you're really high. He's
good.
To the right of you.
Can't argue that. You're right.
All right.
To my left is Jimmy in a cowboy hat and American flag. How are you?
Chest
your
hair popping. Dirty,
Jimmy, how
dirty
is it?
Chest hair.
Welcome.
Max.
Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Flow.
Jimmy sounds exactly how he looks. He's got anybody listening. How's that sandwich?
I don't really know what's going on, but...
Gus is eating half a sub out of his
Gus,
hand while Jimmy
fuck,
is
you
also eating this.
But it's going to get greasy tonight, and I think that all teams involved here are going to grow.
All right.
And, you know.
And to Jimmy's left, my double left, is Tony playing PUBG, drinking a nice cab. How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, hey. About four Milky Bong rips deep, a couple glasses of wine.
Hey, hey.
Or like a handful of glasses of wine.
And we also do
hey,
have a special
you?
Guest, oh. Mufasa.
Yes, hello.
You really? Might hear Mufasa chime in here and there about some fantasy football. Mm. Mm. So.
Once or twice, maybe.
You might hear some gunshots. Don't worry, we're all safe.
That's just the PUBG.
Oh.
Oh! Let's go!
Oh!
It's the Cavalry!
Oh! Bang in the back!
Oh, Tony's getting the headshot
with
kill with the shotgun, dude. That was sick.
Hey, Jimmy, my bad.
Alright.
Not to take any shots. Not to take any shots from you, but that dude fucking sucked.
That was pretty funny, dude.
That was
pretty funny. Joey, first topic. What are we talking about here, man?
Alright, Tony, ready?
Alright. The Browns won this week.
That's
Bill, what do you think, dude?
I'm pumped. I don't give a shit about the Browns at all. I have Carlos Hyde in both my leagues, so that was just beautiful to see. I'm stroking my cock for two leagues. But it was good to see the Browns. Baker has that big dick energy. Surprised he could even run around. The head's scraping on the field, but he got it done. Go Browns.
He wears that Bill. Number six well, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Bill, did you used to work at the docks? Because you sound
you
like you
about,
are one hell of a masturbator.
Oh. Touché.
Bill, I kind of wish we did that trade.
I was actually getting a little hot and bothered over that trade.
Were you?
Yeah. Do we want to, so...
We'll still talk, dude.
Between you and me, do you want to disclose what the details were for that? That almost happened, or
we
no? Do you want to leave that?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, dude, we definitely talk
about
it.
You want to leave that a mystery?
So, no, dude, we definitely talk
okay.
about it. So
our dirty little secret.
I wanted to trade up DJ. I still want to trade up DJ. Then I was reaching out to you. But what was the trade?
So, I think the trade that got the closest was Carlos Hyde and Lamar Miller. This is pre-Thursday night action, mind you.
Yes.
Carlos
yes.
Hyde, Lamar Miller for DJ... and Crowell.
Yes. Now.
So I was looking to upgrade at that position, which, I mean, I thought it'd be pretty hot to have DJ in there, but it is what it is.
Now, I'm a little fucking crazy, and I understand that, but I don't know how much I actually trust Arizona's offense this year.
It's scaring me a little bit.
It is, because it's like you have one of the best players like at his position in the league.
Yeah, but that's all you have.
But you get so
that's
I mean,
the terrible
I mean,
part.
But you have an outstanding all world player on a really shitty team. Like he's gonna probably just be the only bright spot and put up fantasy production.
Yeah,
and
but
he's a guy who does it all himself, dude. He is.
He's
that
not.
Is true.
He's gonna get the volume,
he's
sure,
a,
but
he's
even
tackle,
with volume, great players can't produce
he's a,
in shitty
tackle
situations.
Breaker.
It's
he's
just
a tackle
not possible.
Breaker.
Football's a team sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, DJ's not gonna maximize his full potential on this shitty
oh, sure,
garbage
sure.
team, but he's still gonna put up fantasy numbers that I don't. Because
like I feel
thrilled. I'd be happy as a clam to have.
I feel
his
ceiling.
So hold on. We're talking from two different perspectives right now. We're talking from Fuller. Who is not 2-0? I'm not. Are you 1-1?
1-1.
All right.
And then you're talking to the fucking
and you're talking
unit
to
over here.
You're talking to
fucking
full fucking.
Whoa, hold on, unit. There's another 2-0 fucking fantasy team
so
in here.
So my unit.
The Valerian Steelers.
A win's a win, baby. 2-0.
Tony,
woo!
As an owner who hasn't lost yet, care to weigh in on this?
A win's a win, indeed.
Well, we have to fill him in on the
DJ
situation.
Crowell.
Oh shit!
DJ
you had the
Crowell
headset on the whole time.
For Carlos Hyde and Lamar Miller.
Yeah, sorry, I was pupping earlier. What happened? So Fuller and I, we were talking about a trade that we almost did last night.
Okay. DJ.
I trade Carlos Hyde, Lamar Miller, and Fuller trades me, DJ, and Crowell.
And we were talking about how we think DJ is going to pan out this year.
So we'll see. There's a lot of football left to be played.
I mean,
things can change.
Yeah.
Different matchups.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. He's a hell of a running back.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my thought behind it, and he, you know.
Oh my God.
You never know, but that offense is horrible.
Exactly.
That offense is like
it's
sad
bad.
To watch.
It's bad.
Larry Fitz is like, oh, I'm coming back
for
one more year, and then they just fucking do that to him. It's like, what are you doing?
He's on my bench.
Trade him to New England.
Who
get him a Super Bowl.
Never happened. Never happened.
What happened? Fuller asked. He said, "Do you want Crowell tonight?" And I said, "You know, I wasn't particularly planning on starting Crowell if we did this trade, so we decided to hold off." And then,
oh, please tell me this.
Then what happened?
Crowell goes off, and Carlos Hyde goes off.
The action happened.
He kills.
That was awesome to see.
Going.
So it's kind of crazy. So it's like, kind of that trade, depending on like. What
my
the man. Outcome between
it's just
DJ
huh?
and Lamar Miller is.
We were exploring other options. We were in relationships with our players, and we're like,
I
don't see other people. And then they really turned it around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, what the fuck?
We'll keep in touch.
We're holding on to our gentleman.
Can I get
we'll definitely keep in touch.
All right.
Next fucking topic, Joe.
Yeah,
what
go
we got?
Fucking Browns.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Just go through the matchups of the week.
All right, first matchup, let's hear it.
All righty.
Saints versus Falcons.
All right. I've had the Saints defense in multiple leagues, and I've been getting fucked. Dude, they are a bust, dude.
I almost drafted them for it. I remember that.
It's kind of crazy. It's
that
so crazy. I have the Eagles here, and the Eagles
were
starting to come like a bust.
They were
a
tremendous defense last year, and I'm a huge Marcus Davenport fan. He's just a thick, block-headed motherfucker that'll kill you. He'll rip you in half.
Yeah.
He'd probably pick a horse up and rip it in half. He's a big man.
He's no Miles Garrett.
So I was excited.
He's pretty close.
He's a thick fucking dude.
But on the other side of the ball, Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas.
What, so who's, hold on. So who?
And Drew
Michael
Brees.
Thomas,
don't you have Drew
Michael
Brees,
Thomas going
Drew
into
Brees,
the
baby.
Third,
yeah.
Going into this third week. He's a number three
I
receiver.
I think
Michael
Thomas might be
it,
the fucking
Juju
wide
and
receiver
AJ
one this entire year.
Is it Juju and AJ ahead of him? Or Tyreek Hill, is he in there?
Tyreek Hill's in there,
Juju's in there.
Okay, so it's Juju. Yeah, so it's probably Tyreek, Juju, Michael Thomas.
It's there's somebody else.
Hey, how's my man Ha Ha doing?
Green is four.
Ha Ha, Clinton Dix.
But
I don't know. He's just on the Packers. Just
Drew Brees is
safety,
fucking good. Works out for Tony. Tony, you like Drew Brees?
Drew Brees.
Love Drew Brees.
I love me
we'll,
some Drew
we'll
Brees.
We'll see where he is in my lineup. Come Sunday at 1:00.
Ox, you like Michael Thomas?
Oh, I love Michael Thomas. God damn, I wish I could pick
who's
him every year for the rest of my life.
AJ?
AJ.
AJ.
Yeah.
Fucking
you're
18
welcome,
round,
AJ.
Dude.
Yeah.
18th round.
Didn't even pick him.
It's insane.
Didn't
dude.
Even pick him for his own team.
On
from
Atlanta's
a list.
Side?
It was a list.
Oh,
I
could have picked. I could have picked anybody in the fucking world. I could have picked Jimmy to play on his team, but I didn't.
If you were, yeah.
On
how big
side.
Was this list? Was it like a list of
yeah.
two? A list of three?
You're either,
it was like
you're
a list
out.
Of like. It was
a
list of ten or
you're
ten
either,
or more players.
You're either a really good friend or you just kind of threw
I took
a dart
care,
and
AJ.
Got lucky for someone else.
I took care of
and
AJ.
You're kind of kicking yourself.
No, he gave me a list. I looked at the list and, you know, from my
I'm Buster.
Opinion, I picked the best player.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. It's all going to get washed next year, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited for that. That's
dude, me too.
But yeah, so, but yeah, so.
So, on Atlanta's
really,
side.
Nothing really out of the ordinary.
Is Devontae Freeman playing this weekend?
No, he's out. So, he's Coleman. Out. Coleman's
dude, Kevin Coleman, he's solid, dude.
And then Julio, you obviously start.
Julio?
I mean.
How's Austin Hoover's?
Austin. Well, that offense, that offense.
Is he still on the Falcons?
He's on waivers. But, I mean, that offense is going to.
You think it's going to flop?
It's been flopping. It's not been. Yeah. Getting it done, yeah. So I'm a little.
No O line and the QB is shaky.
Yeah, they're looking discombobulated there, so I'm not too wild about it. But Julio's just disgusting, so.
And Calvin Ridley's pretty good too, so.
Calvin Ridley may take
Calvin Coleman or whatever.
Yeah, he's good.
Calvin Ridley's either going to take some attention away from Julio or get some love because Julio's getting double teamed and whatnot. But
right. Calvin Ridley has the potential to do what Juju Smith-Schuster
or
is doing.
Or Steve Sarkisian has his fucking playbook up his asshole and they
also
score
true.
Like 6 points.
I feel like if the Falcons would just reach out and hire me as their play caller on offense, it would everything would be fine.
It's just like you see a shitty infomercial in the middle of the day. It's like, do you get stoned and play Xbox all day?
Yep.
Yes. Do you think that you can run an NFL offense? Oh,
yes.
Fuck yeah. Do you have a prosthetic tooth? Well, we're looking for you to be the Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator.
It'd be better than Steve Sarkisian, dude. Fucking can't get the ball to fucking Julio Jones
dude,
in the end zone.
I don't know what's going on with them, but they're bad.
I love Julio.
That's hilarious.
I don't draft him because I can't draft him because he doesn't put up points.
Next matchup, San Francisco versus Kansas City.
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh, dude, that's gonna be a fucking.
So who's
gun show?
So who's the corner with the beautiful task of covering Tyreek Hill?
I hope not Richard Sherman.
Dude, it would be Richard Sherman.
No, he's gonna get burned, dude.
Yeah, they have somebody else. They have somebody else. Hang on, give me a minute.
Besides Sherman, like Reuben Foster, I don't really know anybody on the board.
Dude, Reuben Foster's back this week.
Reuben Foster is a. Wild,
I love
man.
Reuben Foster, dude. He's a good, like...
He's a thumper.
Yeah, run stuff.
Yeah, I hope Patty Mahomes flames out this underrated. Week. Please.
No, dude, he's
on
my...
No, you know what they're going to do? You know what's going to happen? Patty Mahomes is going to throw a few touchdowns early, and then it's just going to be Kareem Hunt getting the ball.
All right, no, he gets her one touchdown.
They're going to run it. They're going to run it out.
Yep.
Just gonna,
Patty Mahomes can have a slow week. Cool with that. Yep. Cool with me.
I got a hot take here. Jimmy G is trash.
I was going to say, anybody have anyone in San Francisco?
What are his stats?
Jimmy G is
like,
trash.
Like, I haven't seen much.
I don't know.
Also, hot take.
He's just,
Jimmy G is not that bad. His offensive line.
He's just a good-looking dude with an impressive jawline who, that's all he's got. All he's got. He's got those beautiful eyes you can stare at all day.
All right.
I'll take a little guy here.
Next matchup, Oakland versus Miami.
John fucking Gruden is back, dude. That's all I gotta say.
All right,
Tony, you have Kenny Stills.
I want this. I want this on record.
Yeah, I don't see him making his way to my lineup anytime soon. I got a lot of wide receivers.
Salty. Joseph, you can't say that John Gruden is back when he hasn't fucking done anything yet. Maybe in like 3 years when the Raiders are nasty, you can be like, oh, John Gruden.
After he gets all his draft picks and shit.
He just took a huge gamble that could fail and he could look like a total dumbass.
Spider-Wide banana or whatever.
Why is it a huge gamble that can fail? Because he got rid of one good pass rusher that's elite. Yeah.
He got rid of like a Hall of Fame pass rusher.
It's okay.
He couldn't. It's okay.
Literally,
the
guy's probably like
okay
the best ranked player
well.
At
it's
his
okay.
position.
It's
I'm
okay
telling
if he
you,
drafts
the team,
well.
The team, even with Khalil Mack, is not ready to make a severe playoff push.
Well, all that happened was he made a shitty team worse. I mean,
but he collected.
That's what's on his resume. At the
he
Raiders
collected
right
draft
now.
Capital. He got players he wants.
Yeah,
and he's moving forward with the situation that he inherited
but that's, and had no control over. But that's nothing. That's nothing that has happened yet, though. I mean, he could draft like Jimmy in the second round. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen with
that's
that.
That's fine, though.
He could,
But
he's fine. It's fine if he trades away Khalil Mack and uses that draft stock to draft Jimmy.
Right.
Jimmy's got a mean swim move, but I'd rather have Khalil Mack than Jimmy.
I understand on my that. Football team. But he can buy free agents with that money he saves.
This is all ifs.
No.
If I had wheels, I'd be a fucking wagon, Joey. All he has to do is take
upside shots in the free agent market and draft.
You ever heard that expression, Jim?
No.
If I had wheels, I'd be a wagon. All right.
What's the next matchup?
Buffalo and Minnesota.
Oh, that's a fucking joke, dude. Minnesota's gonna wipe their
skull.
Skull. All right, dude. Next matchup. Yeah, anyway.
Skull.
Philly and return of Carson Wentz.
We'll see, man.
I think this.
Corey Kmet.
It's a little forced. It feels like.
I'm calling trap game of the week here. Smart choice.
It's gonna be gross. It's gonna be real gross.
Yeah, the Colts beat the Redskins last week, man.
It's gonna be a gross game.
What does Andrew Luck do? I think it's gonna be
interesting. I plan on watching
none of it. Yeah, dude, the Colts have Luck.
That's gonna be kind of cool. They don't have any wide receivers. Nelson Aguilar.
Are we talking Eagles? Yeah.
And I mean, Indy, T.Y. Hilton.
He's hurt right now, but he's gonna play. I think.
Yikes.
Yeah, they don't have anybody else to throw it to.
That sucks. No. Next matchup, Green Bay versus Washington. Aaron Rodgers, let's go.
Aaron Rodgers is going to
shoot. I love watching
Aaron Rodgers is going to shoot his hot cum all over Landover, Maryland.
I hope so. You don't think so?
No, I think Rodgers, he's got that brace on. He's still recovering. He got to heal a little bit. He won't do terrible, but he won't do, like, phenomenal. That's for sure.
Right. He'll put up another pedestrian week. But
he'll put, like, 12 points on fantasy.
I think he'll be all right.
I think he'll put up 60.
16?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you said 60. I was like, Fuller.
Yeah, well,
you're very high.
anybody on watching Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed.
Is he hurt yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on.
I picked up Alex Smith.
Use him while he's...
Has anybody else seen this in PUBG before?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I?
You're in the middle of a fucking kill trap. People can get on top of that and shoot down. So you better either run or get the fuck out.
He who hesitates gets hit.
Yeah, I don't suggest what you're doing, Jim, currently. I just fucking sprint, man.
All right, let's go Aaron Rodgers against that matchup. Next one.
Beautiful.
Houston and the Giants.
Yep.
All right, Joey, I'm doing the game plan.
Will Fuller.
Start Will Fuller.
All the time. Dude. As long as he's healthy, you play him.
Deshaun Watson's going to start heating up. And guess who's going to start heating up with?
The cum.
Hot.
DeAndre Hopkins?
No.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, him and Will Fuller.
I think you have it. Well, you might have it right with he's warming up, but Will Fuller being in the lineup just changes the way Deshaun can play.
Yeah, because Deshaun can run out of the pocket and then he just...
Yeah.
It's like a Tyreek Hill.
Who is Deshaun in our league?
AJ, I believe.
Okay, but...
AJ does.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got big
Mark drafted.
I think I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
Shit all over him. Sorry, Mark.
I'm excited for Will Fuller.
Yeah.
Giants. Anybody excited about the Giants?
No, Saquon.
Besides Kenny. Saquon.
They can't.
Dude, I like Evan Ingram, but
his last touchdown.
So many opportunities.
They can't use their stars at all. It's frustrating.
He gets the attempts. He gets usually like last game he had like. Eight to ten attempts.
I feel like
he had a touchdown, but it was a garbage time touchdown. Whatever. We'll see what moves on.
He gets hurt a lot too.
The caps are getting fisted in preseason.
The next matchup is
that's another podcast, Bill.
Cincinnati versus Carolina.
Yeah.
The fucking Red Rocket, Andy Dalton.
This is another game.
AJ Green.
That is gonna just
my boy Tyler Eifert playing, dude.
Cam Newton's going to do something stupid and annoying. He's going to wear a dumb hat in the press conference.
Who's covering AJ Green?
They drafted a rookie this year in the second round.
Don't they have that like Ben Benerwicki dude?
No, he's...
And then there's Daryl Worley. Daryl Worley choked out some chick at Lux in Morgantown.
Dude, he was on the...
He's on the Panthers
He was
now.
On the Eagles.
Oh, no, he's on the Eagles.
Good for him.
He got drafted by the Panthers.
They have Dante Johnson, who they drafted.
Who the hell did they have? They might as well have...
Where's PP?
Who?
Patrick Peterson.
He's in Arizona.
Yeah, is he covering AJ Green?
No, they're playing the Panthers.
This is Cincinnati. Carolina Panthers.
They say like Cardinals.
Fuck, man. Someone top off my fucking wine, dude.
Oh my god, you had a lot of bongs, Tony.
It happens, dude. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but
next matchup, what is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
Geo is trash in my opinion.
Hey, picked him up off waivers.
We can talk about it. We can leave it where it is.
Who missed the opportunity to pick him up before you? Somebody was first. You were second.
I think it was Mark.
Dude, that's fucking.
Was it the commish?
Who the fuck would pick up before Geo this week? Like honestly,
Geo's gonna get like 5.
Giovanni Bernard.
Giovanni is
not a good running back. If he was good, they wouldn't have drafted Joe Mixon.
Dude, wrong. Giovanni Bernard is a great running back.
Everybody just gets a big wet boner over him whenever he gets some extra reps.
Well, he can get some extra reps for the next couple weeks.
Right.
And then my boy Jizzy Joe comes back.
It's cool with me. I'll find out. I'll find another running
back. Is it still like another two? Is it 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 4?
Yeah.
It's 2 to 4. So, I mean.
Let's go 4!
He's missing this week.
Let's go 4!
They're
going to go 4 because they're going to win some games. They're going to want him in the playoffs.
I'm thinking more closer to 4.
It's going
to
be 4.
What was the update this week?
Just nothing. I mean, he's just out. He's still out. Yeah. Nothing new with it. But yeah, Jizzy Joe's my guy.
Next matchup is Tennessee Seattle. Come on, Russell. God, dude.
No, it's Dallas is playing Seattle.
Wait, what? No, Tennessee and who? What's that say, Joey?
Jacksonville.
Oh, Jax.
Oh man, that's
wow. Fuck.
That's gonna be a barn burner.
And it's, you know. I'm not talking about that.
I have Blake Bortles in 2 of my leagues. Like I think he's going to tear it up.
That's going to be like the 42-6 game that they, like, in the fourth quarter still going on. They cut to another game. It's going to be one of those.
Let's go, Blake Bortles. And then, what is it? Denver, Baltimore.
Shout out. Tony and I and the dirty Dylan Bailey will be in attendance for the Ravens.
And Julian.
Broncos. Well, Julian is not yet in the
league. Julian, sorry.
But yeah. Who do you want to start out with?
Are you going to get all greasy there?
I'm going to drink a little liquor. I'm going to try not to get cheese.
Any tequila in your coffee?
Maybe. I could get a coffee.
You guys need to be careful in Baltimore.
Some whiskey,
dude, I'm telling you. No, dude. I was wearing a Redskins jersey.
Baltimore's not known for having violent people in that city.
Anybody on Baltimore? Yeah. Tony, Alex Collins, how do you feel?
Not good. Not great. Well, not terrible.
Denver's never been great against the run, really.
But it's the offensive.
Is Brandon Marshall still there?
The spread of the carries.
Yeah, we got Brandon Marshall and Todd Davis. I mean, if there's a weak spot in Denver's defense, it's the run game. So, but Buck Allen's there.
Who is opposite of Von Miller right now?
Ooh, Bradley Chubb. Bradley Von Mill Chubb.
So who plays?
The best pass rushing duo.
Are you guys playing a 3-4 right now?
Yeah. So it's Derek Wolf. Yeah. Nose tackle. We got Pecco. Damata Pecco.
Okay, you got
Pecco. He's like 40. Yeah, and then Adam Gotsis.
So Pecco doesn't play that much. That's what you're telling me.
No, Pecco's like every down type of dude.
Yeah, but every down type of dude for Pecco is like 4 downs a game, is what I'm saying.
Pecco's on the line. Pecco's on the line quite a bit.
Does he play a lot?
Yeah. You can't miss that crazy.
Well, that's why your run game is
bad. All right, we're talking quite a bit of Broncos D line here. It's a little.
I like to get into depth.
Getting real deep into the Broncos. Philip Lindsay. Fucking A.
Dude, how do you feel about that? Dude,
I just want to say
tearing it up.
Yeah, I'm excited.
One of the top rushers in the NFL right now.
I kind of wish Royce was doing what we thought he would. You know, like we got that franchise running back for at least 4 years. But, Philip Lindsay's doing some cool shit. I'm excited.
He reminds... Freeman reminds me of, like, every Oregon Ducks running back to come out of college ever. Including LeGarrette Blount. He's just not as mean.
I almost said Garrett LeBlanc.
You did say...
True! Sorry.
All right, that's all the 1 o'clock
games.
Yeah,
I mean, nothing really crazy with that. Emmanuel Sanders might do some...
He tears it up in the slot.
I think he's a good feeling about best receiver, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he's most productive now, for sure. Yeah, I mean, nothing too outstanding with that, though.
Case Keenum seems to produce with those style.
Dude, he's a good quarterback.
I like him.
I don't know, dude.
Case throws it. Case is
only he's gonna excel.
Case has been throwing too many interceptions.
Literally, he's
like
a step below Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
dude, that's it.
Yeah. I agree. All right, 4 o'clock matchup.
Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch fucking sucks.
Battle.
Fuck you, Paxton Lynch.
The battle of. Listening. The battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, this is gonna
the
be
the Rams and the Chargers, baby.
I'm calling. I'm calling 47-42 Rams.
Yeah. Rams.
Gonna
man.
Holy super fuck! It's gonna be a shootout. Game. Yeah, yeah.
I think regardless of who's up, one of the teams will run the ball.
It's gonna be the Rams. Oh wait, Melvin Gordon, Todd. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, they're gonna trade tit for tat with that. I'm excited to watch that game.
But I don't know how high scoring of a game it's gonna be. Honestly, I think it's probably gonna be a letdown.
You think so?
I mean,
it's two high power defenses. Two high power offenses.
This is like really just
powerhouses. Like, it's not like it's not like one. You know. One team has a lacking area that's going to be exposed. They're both very good defenses, very good offenses. So
right.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think this has the potential to be maybe the best game of the week, but it's not going to be the highest scoring game of the week.
It's going to get the most ratings out of the week, probably.
I don't know.
A lot of people are going to want to tune in.
I will definitely want to watch it.
Hell yeah. That's the game I'm trying to watch.
Yeah.
If I'm not too wasted or in the jail in M&T Bank,
we'll bail you out.
Oh, God.
Next matchup, Arizona-Chicago. Dude, Arizona... Ooh, nice, Jimmy.
Shoot him right.
Arizona's one of the worst fucking offenses right now. And DJ's making me really sad. I hope they just feed him the ball. But Chicago's got a nice defense.
Yeah, dude,
I'd say more than nice. They're... Oh, God, they're fun to watch. Khalil?
Khalil is mad as a motherfucker right now. Yeah.
This is Khalil Mack when he actually...
Mad? He got paid!
I know.
He's enjoying it. He actually wants
to be on the field for his team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
That's
having
the
fun fucking playing with everyone.
Yeah, he's got a little chip on his shoulder still. Don't let him fool you. He's playing mean.
Yeah, dude. But God, he got paid mean, too.
Yeah.
He got paid
good
mean.
Player.
Yeah, I'd be pretty not mean after 141 mil.
Yeah, me neither.
I think he's still playing like a beast.
Probably give a couple people jet skis or something.
What about Mitch Trubisky?
Dude,
he loves kissing titties.
I don't know if he's a good quarterback.
Does he actually? Is that
confirmed? He tweeted.
I want fucking Allen Robinson to get some touchdowns.
He tweeted something in high school, and it just said, "I love kissing titties."
So somebody either put that on his profile
During the craze when they're all like going through their social media accounts at the draft.
Oh, wow.
So Josh Allen is a racist, and then Mitch Trubisky just likes to kiss titties.
Josh Allen is in Buffalo, so
yeah.
Low-key is confirmed.
He's some white goofball from Wyoming.
Also,
but anyway.
Oh, next matchup.
He looks good in shorts, though.
Dallas
and
Seattle.
He's tall.
Russell.
Yo, Zeke.
This is when my chili nap is going to be, because this game is going to...
Suck.
Suck, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but it's going to be another good game to watch.
No, it's not.
No, I think it's going to be a shitty game.
Two idiots
watch.
Trying to hump a football. They can't get Zeke any action. Russell Wilson.
Both lines
kind of
suck.
Player in the league.
That's why you build from the lines. That's it.
Yeah, fuck that game. Whatever.
Yeah.
New England's versus Lions. I got my fat head Tom Brady in today.
Josh fucking
Tom Brady.
Gordon.
Wait, is it
Flash.
In, is it in Detroit?
Huh?
Is it in Detroit?
I don't
really
remember.
It better be because
Tom Brady's
going to
wrap that shit up quick so his car doesn't get broken.
I'll look it up.
Dude, I think that game's going to be a joke. Matt Patricia's probably going to get shit on.
Go Pistons.
Dude, the like 2000 Pistons?
Ben Wallace.
Chauncey
Billups. Those were the boys.
Rasheed Wallace.
I had a picture of Ben Wallace
Prince or
blocking
whatever.
Shaquille O'Neal on my wall for like most of my childhood.
Yeah, dude. Stuff was sick.
And nah, dude, it's in Detroit.
Ooh,
yeah.
There we go.
But Brady's trying to get the hell out of there.
Detroit's defense is too bad.
Yeah, dude, they
suck.
Even
play with that.
Monday night, Tony.
Ooh.
Pittsburgh versus Tampa. But are you starting the Fitz magic this week? You're a Steelers fan. But you have Fitz magic. What happened to you?
You can have faith
did you
in
watch,
your team
did you watch the past
two
games?
I've seen the past two games.
Artie Burns.
And our fucking secondary is trash.
Artie Burns, trash can. John Davis, trash can. Like, Terrell Edmonds, maybe.
Fuck. Joe Hayden, spoiled milk.
Hayden was hurt. First the Brown. First the Chiefs.
He was
a rookie, like, I don't know, one or two years ago.
Everywhere.
I don't know. We just got weak secondary. So, it's magic, baby.
Yeah.
I love Steelers, but
how about Juju Smith?
Juju all day. He'll put up at least 15 or 16 for me. For sure. I'll bet money on that, yeah.
Juju is
some hot stuff. AB's been screaming at his offensive coordinator all week to give him the ball.
AB, he'll get targets. He's fine, Bill. Don't worry.
I know.
AB will, yeah.
He'll take them. What's his haircut
going on? He's got that weird
AB's haircut?
Haircut thing.
Better than James
Conner. Dude, AB can wear whatever style haircut he wants.
AB's a wild man. But yeah.
No, AB will be fine. He's just a drama queen.
I'm going to take this.
Is that all the matchups?
I take this. He's getting chips.
Yes. Yeah, dude, that's all the matchups.
Excellent chip choice.
Thank you.
All right.
So that's the games this week. Looking forward to Fantasy Football Sunday.
Hold on. Can we?
What's up? Hold on. Are we cheersing? Are we bottoms up? Okay.
Oh, Bill, it's that kind of party.
What are we doing, dude?
I just want to pack a lip real quick.
Hey, ask Mufasa if he's got something to say.
Mufasa, who is your start of the week? He's a bong. He can't say anything.
Oh, he can. He talks loud and he roars.
I can hear him.
I'm hearing him right now. I'm on his tail.
I can hear him too. Bill, what do you want to add in before we go into our next topic here?
What's the next topic?
I don't know. You said you wanted to say something, though.
Bill?
Yeah,
oh, no. I just wanted to pause here to throw chew in, but what are we,
Bill, get the top off?
Mustard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes. So, can we talk about, oh wait, we're still doing matchups, never mind.
No, matchups are done. We went over.
Matchups are done. Okay, so, can somebody tell me in what world it is fucking acceptable for somebody to buy a player with cash?
No, we're not starting this yet. It's not yet.
Can we veto that?
We will go over that. No, not yet. Not yet.
Hang on.
Not yet. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. Not yet.
We vote to veto, baby.
That grinds my gears, man.
All right, Bill, this is your topic, bro.
Yes.
Ooh. You want to talk about the hot come in the league and the cold come in the league, dude. Who's doused in the fucking hottest come? Who's got good powerhouse unit teams? And who do you think has got some cold fucking teams? Who's got some ice cold? You're freezing with some just frozen blue balls. All
right, man, let's take a look here.
I want to hear, because this is your topic, so I want to hear your perspective, because you're 2-0.
The team that comes to mind first has been Mark's team. They've been disappointed. LeSean McCoy, Mark. Why'd you draft him? Why the hell did you draft him? I like your receivers. They're pretty hot, but yeah, that 0-2 start is not helping you out. And Brad, you're going to go 0-3. I'm sorry. You're a good guy, but you're about to get fisted this week. Yeah, maybe Dez gets signed to a team, and that's another, like, 4 points a week
for
you.
He doesn't have Dez on his team still.
Yeah, he does. He's got Dizzle right here. Oh, he's on Team F.A.
Yeah, that's pretty agency, bro.
Yeah. Jay Ajayi's out. Brad, it's not looking good for you.
Brad could have a strong second half.
Peyton Barber.
He'll be all right.
Peyton Barber's out there.
He needs to be active in free agency and fucking pay attention to football, though.
Yeah. How come? Which one of these Roscoe boys has, AJ's got, I like AJ's team a lot. They're really complete, and I think going forward, he's going to kind of pull ahead. Dalvin Cook, I don't know what's going on with that. What's Dalvin Cook's injury?
I'm looking at it, though.
Hamstring?
And it's Dalvin Cook hurt. Doug Baldwin hurt.
Well, Doug Baldwin, dude, he doesn't need...
But he's got OBJ and Diggs.
When you have Odell and Mike, Doug Evans, and Stephon Diggs, Stephon Diggs in his flex. That is disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind
so
of crazy.
I don't think you really need to worry about Doug Baldwin. If Doug Baldwin's going to come back, you know, that'll be good. He stole Philip Lindsay from me. I'm a little upset about that.
Are you sad, Bill?
I wanted him. And he's got Vaughn. AJ, that altitude is getting to AJ. He's got Von Miller's as a defensive player.
AJ's got a soft spot.
He's got Philip Lindsay.
The Broncos in his heart, I think.
Well, who doesn't? The Broncos are fucking awesome.
But
But anyway, AJ, I think AJ's team over time is going to, I think AJ's team is on the rise.
Fuck.
Pretty excited with, oh, can I, I'm going to add another cold come to this, Kenny's team. Kenny, your team is,
what's Kenny's team name?
I'm Tony's baby back bitch. Would you like to comment on that this week?
And yeah, you did.
The second time? See, you still your baby back
He's
bitch.
Taking advantage of it, dude. Just,
thank you.
Well, maybe Saquon really turns it on. I don't know. But
Saquon is going to be good, dude, but he's not going to be able to carry a whole fantasy squad. Kenny. Sorry, bud.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm talking just about bright spots. Something to look forward to. Kenny.
Kenyon Drake is playing better than performed, but we'll see how long it lasts. I don't trust Miami in these injury-prone shit.
Denim chicken is a wagon. Joey, I actually think your team is...
Oh, shit.
My team is very good this year, and I'm very excited.
I think...
And it's very scary for the rest of you. I'm sorry.
Where are you, Tim?
Let's get back into it.
All right,
you fucking fucks.
Yeah,
we're back. I got a FaceTime from my mom. I told her not to fucking call me back because I'm recording an important podcast.
Okay,
how much I love every single one of you. Bill, you're talking about the hot and cold come teams of the week.
Yeah, we went through those.
We're just teams of the fucking league.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You know who's on the rise, who's not looking so hot.
Yeah.
Nothing personal.
So, just looking at the board, Lamar Miller, Bill.
Yeah.
It's a nice fucking pick.
I'm very pleased with that pick. Pleased with my running backs as a whole.
However, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you that Kareem Hunt is looking more and more like Cole Kmet. I don't know what it is.
It's just Patty Mahomes running the show, but he's not going to sustain like 6 touchdowns a week.
I think
that running game's going to establish a little. That offense as a whole is just going to get better and better and better.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Kareem Hunt's inevitably going to get more involved. It sucks so far that he hasn't been very involved.
They might rotate a few backs in, maybe.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to hear it, but I think it's going to happen.
Kareem Hunt can do it all, so it's not like they need some specialty back in there to take some snaps away from him.
They have it, though.
They have Kareem Hunt, and he's a beast, and he's on my fantasy team. And God damn it, Matt Nagy, who the hell is up? Andy Reid. If you fuck with Kareem, I'll kill you.
All right, sorry, me and Chips. Joey's eating a sub. Tony's drinking Cabernet. Bill's got a nice lip in.
Watching Jimmy play Rocket League.
Very nice.
It's getting intense.
All right. So next topic. I think this is Joey who wrote this. Maybe?
Yeah.
The belly button ring watch.
No, that was Bill.
That was
Bill?
Belly button ring watch.
All right, dude.
Big fan.
All right.
So I wrote down Brad and Mark.
Let me pull up.
Watch the fuck out.
Yeah, you know what? Brad, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. You should start getting price estimates from Claire's, because you're going to get the belly button ring. That's what it's looking like. Unless Kirk Cousins scores like 78 points a week, I think you're fucked.
Doesn't he have Josh Gordon, though?
He does.
What if Josh Gordon turns out to be something?
No, he doesn't have Josh Gordon. No, he does. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
See, I don't think Josh Gordon is going to do much in the first few weeks as a Patriot, though.
He doesn't have to.
He doesn't
have to. Brad has to figure out maybe one running back position.
Oh.
And get through the next week. He can lose next week or this week.
Well, he's going to lose this week.
He's
going to lose this week.
Free agency week after that.
He's going to be all right this week.
I'm projected to beat him by like 40 points.
Yeah, he can lose this week.
Yeah. So do you not think Brad is on belly button watch?
He might be.
I'm not saying that.
Brad, enjoy your belly button now. Because soon you're going to have a gay fucking ring in there.
So what about Mark's team, dude?
And all the women you have sex with are going to laugh at you, Brad.
Yikes.
They're going to laugh at you.
Yikes.
You got to put a hand over it. while you're giving tape. While you're giving the business. Do it with the lights off.
Yeah.
Mark, yeah, I think Mark is in that bottom three right now. I'd say.
Dude, I feel like I might be in the bottom three right now. At times.
I mean, if Crowell sustains that production.
Well, your team's far off. I'm sorry.
What, from bottom three?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I completely agree.
Now, yeah, I'd probably put you in that bottom four.
I completely... Fine with that, yeah. Too, dude. I completely understand it.
I wouldn't quite, think about life with a belly button ring, but who knows? It could happen.
Who are the 0-2 teams right now?
Mark and Brad.
Just Mark and Brad. Just him, okay.
Yeah. So, speaking of Mark, fucking Kenny.
Kenny, I have your hat, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
That's Kenny's hat? Or yeah. That's Dylan's hat?
No, that's Dylan's hat, but Dylan's hat.
That's not Kenny's hat.
Dylan, also for a second time in a row, you left your Gucci watch at the house. Well, your fake Gucci watch.
I'm going to sell it tomorrow morning.
Fucking calculated.
Take it to a pawn shop, Bill?
Yeah. Get $3.
So, did they actually exchange money? Like, what the fuck's going on?
So, it looks like... Tony broke the news that it was Venmo'd.
I saw that.
Venmo company.
But yeah, so $70 for Jarvis Landry. I mean, man.
There's no way that's legit, dude. We're in troll.
I think Kenny's fucking around. Like,
oh, shit.
He's trolling us. He's trolling us.
It's Venmo. You can pay me back.
Yeah, I think Mark would be.
Has anyone checked the league transactions?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Shit. Maybe Kenny just
owes. Because my phone is broken, Joe.
Maybe. Oh,
why the fuck?
Oh, my God, that was fucking hot. God damn it, Jimmy. Because Jarvis Landry played last night, so he can't trade him yet until the next new week.
Well, he said he's going to drop him. And then...
Oh, shit, is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Look, if you look back at the text, Kenny said something like, Jarvis Landry's being dropped. Nobody picked him up because I paid $70 for him.
First in the waivers right now?
I don't know, but whoever's first, fucking
pick him up.
Yeah, that's greasy. That shouldn't be allowed.
Dude, that we're getting trolled. There's no way that's real. There's no way.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
What do you mean?
I'm pissed.
Do you think this?
What?
Do you think this is legit, Bill?
You have first priority on waivers.
So, somebody's getting Blessing Landry if you guys are trying this greasy business.
What does activity say? Is Josh Gordon a free agent?
No, Landry. But no. Did not say that.
No one. So he's still...
We're getting trolled, dude.
The roster is young, man.
Joey, is this legit or not?
I don't know, dude.
I don't...
Venmo says...
I don't think it is.
I'm not going to be your baby back bitch.
Right.
Tony, what do you think?
I don't think it's official. I don't think Mark agreed to anything. Unless he... I feel like...
Mark I wouldn't see Mark agreeing to something that greasy.
He would confirm it. But he didn't.
Yeah.
That we're getting trolled. I know we're getting trolled.
I saw that.
Oh, Kenny, get out of here with that trash.
Do
you see a number amount?
That is a deeper level of grease than we have ever gone to before.
And I've seen,
Dill is
I've
about
seen,
to
like,
come out and whip everybody's ass, and I don't like it. So.
Paying money for you, fucking Kenny. Players? Like, what?
I don't think that's real. And even if it is real, it should be, like Bill said, it should be a vetoed.
Yeah, that's all.
Do we need to get a new commissioner?
That's not fair.
Do we need to re-elect a new commissioner next year when we have an expansion draft and we wash the entire board? Is it a complete reset and restart?
Whoa.
I wouldn't just...
We should probably let Mark do it for next
I think we should start throwing some fines.
But we might...
Starting with Kenny for paying money to...
Yeah.
Or receive money and then Mark
too.
Kenny loses a draft pick next year.
Yep. Yeah.
There it is.
He loses a 7th round pick.
The next people that come in here, I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to warn you.
Ooh.
Something between Kenny and the commish.
Yeah, well, hand gibber on the side.
Yeah, this
a little
is,
fucking
this is,
OTPH on the side.
This is fishy.
Those are nice though, Fuller. Fuller, those are not bad. Just saying.
It's a little wild.
Nothing wrong with it.
That's a little.
I prefer it under the pants, but I'm just old fashioned.
Hey, no pants, but
just remember, dude, the
under
best
the pants
hand job's
is
done with her mouth.
For me,
just,
I don't know about you.
Just remember that.
All right.
So it's not on the paper.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask, Bill.
Me.
If what? You had $1 million, what would you do with it?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
And you can only spend it in one night.
I have to spend it?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
You have to spend it all at once, mm-hmm. or all in one night? Like,
you have an entire night with $1 million.
Can I go on like a bender for like 3-4 days and just
put that 3-4 days in 24 fucking hours. Fuck.
I'm getting a last minute flight to Vegas.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to one of those weird stores in the airport where they sell like suits. Okay. And I'm gonna get a suit. I'm gonna get like 4 suits. Oh. And then I'm just going to spend all that money. I'm going to put 500 grand on black. Right. I'm going to get the champagne room with some nice Vegas ladies. The prostitution's legal there, right?
Escorts, dude. It's Vegas.
Escorts,
dude. They're classy.
I'd fuck something. I'd probably go get a nice steak dinner. I'd get shit-faced and have a nice steak dinner. Lobster. I don't think that's anywhere near a mill, though.
That's not even close.
I'll fill in the blanks.
Well, you did say 500,000.
I'll fill in the blanks. I'll fill in the blanks with a
million, dude.
I'll fill in the blanks with a Ferrari and some cocaine and tickets to the Vegas Golden Knights. All right, there we go.
Joey, what would you do with $1 million?
Easy. Airport hangar. Fuckload of cars. Probably a plane. Maybe a motorcycle. I don't know.
With $1 million?
You gotta put
750 grand on black and win first.
Fuck that.
And then you can afford that.
Double your fucking money, dude.
Put it all in IRA.
I'll bet my life in the car that I buy with the money.
That'd be pretty good. So you just invested in cars and automobiles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, what about you?
Dude, same as Joey. Lots of cars, a couple jets. And I might take the Carl Nassib approach of your rule of sevens. Invest. Return,
dude.
And, you know, nice smart way to handle your cash. Lots of cars, though, for sure. Just throw it out.
Hmm. Yeah. What about you, Fuller? You pose a question.
If I had $1 million in one night, I think I'd probably look for one of the fastest cars in the world. Go to the Autobahn. Probably see what I can do. While doing that, the rest of the money I have left over, throw it out of the window.
Well, you need a German prostitute to be fellationing you while you're speeding on the Autobahn.
I don't need that. Distractions,
dude.
It's a distraction.
I don't want to shape your fantasy, Fuller. I'm sorry.
Distraction. That's it. So if I have like $800,000 car right there. Driving on the Autobahn, going as fast as I can, and then I have my $200,000 right here.
In ones? Let it flow out of the windows.
Nah, let's do like half dollars and make it interesting.
You're killing
that
people
speed
at that point. Anybody on the Autobahn behind you, if you're streaming out ones out the window going like 210?
Yeah, half dollars. Make it interesting. It's like your grenades.
Throw handfuls of pennies at people while you're driving 120 miles an hour.
But kill someone.
Do you guys ever tic-tac a car? Take a bunch of corn? You throw them at the car when they drive by.
What?
Me and my cousins would do that in PA. It was fun as fuck.
Tic-tac.
It was late at night, and you fucking hide in the bushes. You take the corn, because it was a cornfield in their backyard, and you like rip the corn off. You got a handful of it, and the car would drive by, and you fucking throw it at it, and the car, it would just like shatter all over the car.
You goddamn kids.
Yeah, exactly. It was fun as fuck. Come on. Tic-tac. No rules, PA.
There are no rules in PA.
I did shoot a Comcast guy with an airsoft gun one time through a fence, and it was funny as shit. He was like working on a cable on the side of somebody's house. It was pretty good.
Jesus.
Joey. Jesus.
You're recorded.
I know, I heard you. It was an airsoft gun. What do you
NSA
want?
Is watching this podcast.
They won't fucking. It was
Space
like
Force.
A little tiny.
I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Anybody want to talk about anything else? Topics?
What's next on the agenda here?
Nothing, dude. I don't think we have anything.
Another
else.
Glass of wine for this guy.
A Matthew McConaughey movie. Which one are we thinking?
About to pop with another beer.
Space Force.
What's the next lineup movie?
McConaughey.
We can talk to Mufasa here in a little bit.
Mufasa's doing his job.
Or about his team being terrible.
Other than that,
fuck.
I think that's it, dude.
Yeah, I don't know any like any hot takes.
Tony, it's gonna be a fun week, dude. We're dead even in points.
Going
into the week, yeah, projected points going into
the week.
Are you
sure about that? Did you see my latest roster?
No, I didn't see
lineup this morning. Did you see it?
No, I
did you see?
I haven't looked.
Do you see?
Do you see? This is me at the Grand Canyon.
Do you see?
Would you put Deion in?
He's my flex.
Deion Sanders?
No, Lewis.
What are you talking about?
Who's my quarterback position right now?
Oh, nice save.
Are you talking about Fitzmagic?
Yeah, man.
That's a little crazy.
Is it there for a reason?
It's getting sweaty.
Kiss up, bitch!
Jimmy just scored a goal in Rocket League.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy just went coast to coast with the fucking
Jimmy
ball.
Jimmy is sweating.
Fucking got him.
Jimmy is large
amounts of
shirtless on the floor.
I feel like Jimmy's sweating a mixture of Mountain Dew, A1 sauce, and just lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, a cowboy hat is on top of his head.
Jimmy's a
pretty
eccentric dude.
With an American flag draped around his back.
Yes.
All right, let's close this out. Bill, last words, thoughts, lead, stuff?
This was, it was fun. First time on the pod.
This
I'm excited. I'm really pleased with how this fantasy year has gone. Yeah, it was good. Good stuff so far. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. My season last year got fucking ruined when Dalvin Cook tore his ACL, so hopefully something like that doesn't happen. Maybe I can make playoffs for the first time in, like, 7 years. All right, yeah, fucking A.
That would be fortunate.
Stay sexy, everyone.
Tony, any words? Any last thoughts?
Magic, baby. Monday night. We'll see.
So are you rooting for Fitzmagic, or are you rooting for the Steelers to finally get their shit together? What's
the secondary to get their shit together.
Well, then that's no Fitzmagic, then. That's
I didn't say I'm rooting for them. But we'll see. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I'm very torn.
Nice. Good luck.
Yeah.
Joey, anything to say?
I'm looking to put up big points again this week, so.
Ooh.
A little consistency would be nice.
Next to the 2-0 Valerian Steelers, right?
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
I'm trying.
We'll see, Joey.
And my final words are pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
That's, I hope David Johnson gets his shit together.
Yeah, no, I do 2-4, for real.
Oh, shit.
The Cardinals' offense is a whole thing.
I know.
I don't have DJ, but I want him to produce.
I do, too.
Speaking of elite running backs, when do we think we're going to see Levy on the season, if at all?
Week 10.
Week 10?
I don't know. What's the date? I forget.
He's got to come back week 10, but do you think he's going to be playing or just...
Immediately?
Standing there.
Absolutely not.
No.
James Conner.
He'll get worked in immediately, but I don't think he'll get full. It'll be Conner, and then
Because I mean, it's gonna be a tough fantasy option.
Remember when D'Angelo Williams on the Steelers? We worked him a lot when Bell was out. So they can do it. They will do it again, and then Bell will earn a spot again, which is shitty.
And then. Go play for somebody else next year.
The Colts.
Year.
I think the last time, I checked the Vegas odds, it was the Colts, then the Browns, then the Steelers.
I don't think
the fucking Browns.
It's, I mean, anybody
that was,
would
that
love to have
Levy on
Bell.
That was the Vegas odds.
I don't think
I
the
checked
Browns
like a week or two ago.
Really?
That's gross.
It could have changed. We'll see.
What?
That's gross.
No, the Colts is really gross.
Or I heard, I don't know if it's people want to see it or if it's like something that's kind of real, but Green Bay.
Yikes!
Yeah.
Are we talking about landing spots for Bell right now?
Yeah.
Yo, if Aaron Rodgers gets Bell...
Oh, yeah, that'd be gross.
I'm so ready for that.
That'd be gross.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I would watch every Packers game with rock hard nipples every Sunday.
I say that Devontae Freeman and or Tevin Coleman... Not and or, but or Tevin Coleman is probably going to San Francisco at some point this year.
Why? Jared McKinnon's there.
Out all season? Plus, he's not a... I mean, his contract is pretty big, but I don't think it's guaranteed past next year.
Oh, shit.
And I don't think he's...
I think he's traded in the offseason.
Anyway. Who?
Tevin Coleman.
He can't be. His contract's up this offseason.
Is he a free agent?
He's a free agent after this year.
Well...
Where do you think he's going to go? You think San Francisco?
I think that the Kyle Shanahan connection could land either Freeman, who is still injured, or Tevin Coleman. San Francisco.
at some point.
I think maybe the the same teams that are in it for Bell could use him too. I mean, Green Bay, Colts.
Yeah, but I think the connection just seals it.
Is it weird that I like Tevin Coleman more than I like Devontae Freeman?
No. I think everybody in this room should like Tevin Coleman more than they like Devontae Freeman, because Freeman's not a three-down back.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
He's a scat back with the ability to run inside short yardage situations.
Yeet.
All right. That wraps it up. I'm about to talk to Mufasa here soon.
All right. Fucking fantasy.
I realize this is pretty fun. I like this, Bill. Nice Cabernet.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm classy.
Everybody stay beautiful. Let's have a good week 3.
Except Kenny.
All hail denim chicken.
Jeez. Fucking denim chicken, dude. Pop, 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 pop.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.